Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's it like to grow up as the daughter of a teen idol? How does one discover her gifts and find opportunities to share those gifts with the world? This is the story of Jessica Sands Hoffman. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ, that you would know His love, His grace, that God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. Jesus was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the life of Jessica Sands Hoffman, is here to reach out to you. Our question, will you open your heart to Jesus? Will you receive Him as your Savior and Lord? That is our prayer. That's our hope. Jessica Sands Hoffman graduated from the University of Washington School of Music. She's married to Craig Hoffman. They have 3 children, Grace, Josiah, and Jeremiah. We are also honored that Jessica's father, Tommy Sands, is with us in studio. Jessica and Tommy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica, where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Hawaii until I was in middle school, and then my mother and I moved to Washington State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. The land of the Huskies. Yeah. Tommy, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chicago.
What part of Chicago?
The near north side.
How about you, Jessica? You mentioned middle school here in the islands and then to Washington. Mm-hmm. How did that transition impact you in your teenage years, middle school?
It was hard at first, moving off the island. I think we're so lucky to be raised here in the islands, right? Like, we don't really lock our doors, and we can just play outside anytime. And then you go to the Northwest, and it was cold, definitely. I think I saw my first snow in the 8th grade. Yeah, I left all my friends here and my family, so it was definitely like a pivotal moment in my life, but one that grew me. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave. I was angry when we left. It was like, Mom, why do we have to go? But it was best for our family at the time to do that. And I spent 10 years there, middle school, high school, and then college. So looking back, had we not moved, I wouldn't have been stretched and made new friends and gone to the University of Washington, where I learned how to, you know, properly study the voice. So, although I didn't want to go, I'm glad that we did it.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, my mom and my dad. My dad, obviously, you know.
Big smile.
Huge smile. Just sitting next to him makes me smile. I think kids, you know, for better or for worse, kids watch their parents, in the good and the bad, whether they're there all the time or whether they're not. And for my dad and I, we didn't have a lot of years together in my younger days, but I knew that he was on the road. I knew he was working. I knew he was singing and performing and doing what he loved. And so I guess when I grew up, I wanted to be just like him in a way, you know, in a sense. It was in college when I asked him to first help me, you know, break into singing. So I would say he was my first influence to, you know, the greats like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Celine Dion. I remember him sending me tapes, you know, like cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes.
And listening. And, you know, he said, if you want to become a great singer, you know, listen to some of these voices and learn from them. And then my mom, you know, she was just always there working hard, raising me, doing her best to get us through. And she's always been supportive. You know, in high school, when my high school choir teacher said, you know, are you interested in pursuing this later? You know, would you like to go to college? Can I help you talk to your mom about private vocal lessons? She was there. She helped me, you know, with anything I needed. So both mm-hmm. of them.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I was raised in church. My mom and dad, we went to church when we were here. The first church that I really remember going to is Wylie Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I was a church girl when we were here in Hawaii. I went to Christian Academy. I went to Hawaii Baptist Academy. So I was raised in the church. But I would say that, you know, like knowing God, right, is different. So it wasn't until about 2008 when I was on a ship. I was on a cruise ship singing there. And I had a Bible. I took a Bible. And one of my girlfriends who was going to a New Hope here gave me one of the Bible reading plans and a journal, like a daily journal. And I was on that ship for like 3 years. And you've got a lot of time, you know, a downtime. So I would read my Bible in the morning, and I would... God's word just kind of started becoming more real to me and transforming my heart. And I started, you know, people journal, people write books, there's authors, there's, you know, people make movies. I love to write songs. So in my journaling through scripture, the Lord would give me melodies, and I had an ukulele and a guitar there. And I would just start getting it in my heart and in my mind more by putting lyrics or scripture to song. So I would say that on the ship is when, what was that, 2008, so what, 11 years ago? That was when I really started getting like a personal kind of deeper relationship with the Lord. I was away from family. I was away from big churches. I was just kind of on my own and, you know, experience, you know, you're on the road. You get lonely and depressed, and God met me there. And through his word, he started revealing to me you know, the sins that I had done in my past. And I started repenting to him on the ship, you know, and I didn't have anyone around. So it was nice, right? I didn't have any judgment around me. It was mm-hmm. just me and him. But through his word, he was able to reveal his love for me in spite of all the things that I had kind of done in my teens and my 20s. And yeah.
It sounds, Lonnie, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I mean, just hearing Jessica, as we're here with her father, Tommy Sands, it almost sounds cleansing.
Yeah.
This time of 3 years on the ship, traveling, performing daily, but some downtime, significant time, where God began to really work in profound ways in your heart. How would you describe, just briefly, describe the way that you felt during that time?
I felt like I was slowly being restored, you know, being renewed. I think when you come face to face with, like, the brevity of what you've done in your life, not what has been done to you, but the choices that you've made to sin against the Lord. And you still experience his love and grace. That's powerful, you know. You can go to church all day and all night. You can go to church schools and Christian schools. Go to all the conventions. You know, you can do it all. But it's not until he meets you there.
Until he meets you there. Until he meets you there. Jessica Sands Hoffman says, "Dear friend, I ask, I wonder, is God meeting you there? There? Now? Here? Now? What are you facing? What are your challenges? What are your lonelinesses, if I may ask in that way? What is it that you feel, or where in your life you feel that you have failed, or you have failed God, or turned from God? I'm looking at Lonnie, I'm looking at Jessica and Tommy Sands, and there is a sense that even in this moment, God is, well, cleansing. God is restoring. God in His grace is speaking to you through Jessica, reminding you of His love. But then again, isn't that what love really is all about? Not so much when things are going well, when we are riding high, but when things are low, when we're broken and down and feel all alone. Well, here, dear friend, is where Jesus calls you and Jesus meets you. Jesus is here. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Jessica Sands Hoffman and Tommy Sands.
Ring the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
Jessica
guest.
Jessica Sands Hoffman started singing as soon as she learned how to talk. Her father, 50s teen idol Tommy Sands, was her introduction into the world of entertainment. It was a natural fit. She trained classically at the University of Washington's School of Music, started performing professionally at the age of 17 at summer festivals, theme parks, and cruise ships. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a'a. Jessica Sands Hoffman and her dear father, Tommy Sands, joins us in studio today. Thank you for listening. joining us, if you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, download the free podcast, and as we typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Jessica, when did you discover your gifts as a singer?
That's a big question. In high school, I always loved to sing. Like you just said, I loved to sing when I was a little girl. I think the first musical I saw here was Annie. And I just used to run around singing, tomorrow, tomorrow, you know. It was probably more irritating to my siblings and my parents than anything. A gift? Probably not till more recently, you know. Most of my background is secular singing. So I don't know that I ever looked at it as a gift. It wasn't until more recently that, you know, I've heard people say, hey, you hear things like, we were created to worship God. We were created to give praise to God. I was just reading this morning in Jeremiah 51. Like, that's what we're supposed to do. So I don't think it was until I really started singing praise to God, you know, that I realized, oh, this is a gift. You know, not everyone can sing. Not everyone wants to sing. Not everyone has a passion. But when I'm singing to the Lord, it does feel like a gift, I guess.
You mentioned that on the ship, those 3 years, you would play mm-hmm. your guitar. Did you have a ukulele mm-hmm. there too? And you would write. What would happen if you can describe that process of this intangible experience of having words and worship music come forth out of you? Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a songwriter or anyone who likes to write anything, it's usually you hear these stories of people going away, you know, to a lake house, or they need to get away and just be on their own in the quiet without distractions. So again, on that ship, you're in a cabin, and I would get up and make a cup of coffee in my room, and I would just get in the Word. And, you know, we all get distracted, right? It's like, oh, they've got me reading 3 chapters today. You know, after a while, you can kind of lose focus. Well, what helps me to focus is to put melody to things. So I would just start, you know, I'd ask the Lord, help me to write a song. And he'd give me melody. And I'd grab an ukulele or grab a guitar, whatever I felt, you know, was...
Or a piano.
Or a piano. We had a piano there as well.
Yeah.
And slowly, you know, you just start singing things. This song that I wrote on the ship, this was 11 years ago, you know, it just starts something with a couple of chords, you know, 2 chords and just a little harmony, like, in the early 90s, my mom took one of my friends and I to a harvest crusade. And then you just kind of put some chords to that, and then just, and I need you every second, I can't do this on my own, only you, God, could move me. And that's a testimony song of my mom taking my friend and I to Greg Laurie's Harvest Crusade in Seattle in the 90s. Who knew that, you know, again, I was a church girl. I grew up in church, so I didn't really think that I needed to rededicate my life, or I didn't really think of myself really, to be honest, as a sinner at that point in my life. You know, you do bad things, but I didn't really think of myself as like needing a savior. Well, my friend, who my mom invited, decided she wanted to go up. I was like, what? You're going up? Okay, I'll go up with you, you know? And Crystal Lewis was singing. I mean, if you don't get moved by Crystal Lewis, who do you get moved by, right? So we went up and we raised our hands. She accepted Jesus into her heart. I rededicated my life. But, you know, on the ship, as the Lord's revealing these things to me, the next verse is, then in my 20s, I watched my faith drift away in a foreign stream. The pearls went strung around my neck.
Sing it.
Then in my 20s, I watched my faith drift away in a foreign stream. And the pearls once strung around my neck now lay broken at my feet. I thought I had it figured out. I didn't need anyone but me. Oh, but how I fell apart when your love washed over me. So I said I need you every second. I can't do this on my own. Only you, God, could heal me. And then he gives me another verse to reveal about my life. You know, I'm in my 40s now, and I still struggle with insecurities, and I still doubt the realness of the Lord and how close he really is to us. You know, I'm a mom now, and I struggle with parenting, and I struggle with being a wife. And so, you know, then he'll give me a few more lyrics, or he'll just give me something straight out of the Bible, you know, Psalm 23.
Lonnie. What's stirring in your heart?
I am in awe. I just want to say, first of all, that let me get closer to the mic because I'm still breathing from your amazing voice. What you do is a gift, and that's such a terrible way to say that. It's a life-changing opportunity that you have to share. Not all of us can do that the way that you do it. You're uniquely qualified and called. And if that just sits in that book, I don't know why I'm saying this, but it's got to come off of that book. Because God has a purpose in what he's giving you. It's got to go out.
Well, I believe God will use this as part of that.
Absolutely. I'm
Lonnie
excited.
And Jessica, you're God is sovereign in his plan in the way that he
absolutely
brings us up in certain families.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother, Sheila, your father, Tommy. What was it like growing up as Tommy Sands' daughter?
Well, I didn't appreciate it when I was growing up. Can I speak about mom and you?
Yeah.
Well, my parents divorced when I was 7, so I think I grew up pretty angry. But God is good, right? He just restores. My father lives with us. We are back in Waikai where I was raised. And it was always a dream of mine when I was little that my family would be back together again. I think any kid from a divorced family kind of wishes, prays for that, you know, and I'm blessed to be able to say that, you know, in a way we have that again. My parents are not back together in that sense, but they're great friends. And so I would say that I grew up kind of angry. I didn't really appreciate it, like I said, but now I get to spend time watching my dad's movies. I listen to his music with him. Just our relationship, you know, it's invaluable. So I admire, I respect, I look up to. I'm thankful, I'm grateful. Like Lonnie said, not everyone can do, you know, these things. And my dad was able to do it. And one of the things that I loved about a show that I saw him do, it's called This Is Your Life. I don't know if you remember a show. I mean, it's a black and white show.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it. He was so thankful to everyone. You know, one of the questions like you're asking me was, you know, how did someone so young as you, Tommy, get to where you are now? I think he was probably, 17 or 18. And he just went down the line and thanked this person and that person and this person. He said very humbly that without all of those people, the team, he wouldn't be where he was. So that to me kind of stuck out, that he was, you know, thankful and humble. And he knew, you know, my grandma used to say to me, like, know your place, Jessica. And I feel like my dad is like that. Like, he knows his place. Yes, he was on the top, but he knows what it's like not to be there too. And so his humility and his gratefulness really kind of rubbed off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly has rubbed off. It's rubbed off even into the studio here in Salem Media, Salem Media of Hawaii, because our dear Suzanne Maurer in arranging the details of our getting together today for this program, spoke with magnanimity about your dear father, Tommy Sands. When we come back from our break, let's listen to a song by Tommy Sands. I'll be seeing you when we come back from our break. You'll hear the gift that he has, the gift that he is, the gift that he's shared. Jessica Sands Hoffman, her father, Tommy Sands. You know, Jessica moved to Los Angeles, studied voice with Broadway coach Bob Garrett. That and more, bringing together all the gifts, all the blessings, and now using it for God, for God's purpose, for God's glory. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart with you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Jessica Sands Hoffman signed, get this now, she signed her first record deal at age 19 and began opening shows for artists like John Waite and Gladys Knight and the Pips. And by the time she was 20, Jessica was working overseas in Italy and Japan. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a, and we're joined also in studio with Tommy Sands. Thanks for joining with us today, and I believe the Lord is getting ready to touch your heart in a very special way in this moment. But before our break, I did mention that we're going to hear a song from Tommy Sands. This goes back to the 1950s. I'm going to need some clarification when specifically this was actually recorded and where, and maybe some other details. This song, I'll Be Seeing You.
Dad, do you remember where you recorded it?
Yeah, I recorded it in Studio A at Capitol Records with Nelson Riddle.
And what year was it, Tommy?
1958.
The song, I'll Be Seeing You, Tommy Sands.
I'll be seeing you.
all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. Every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Jessica, what stirs in your heart when you hear your dad?
His voice is lovely. Yeah, it's just lovely. And that album with Nelson Riddle, I could listen to it all day, any day. It's the strings, the orchestration. I mean, they just don't make music like that anymore.
Well, I think, Chaz, I think the ratings of the Good Life radio show are trending upward now because of God's grace with Tommy Sands and Jessica Sands Hoffman. Thank you so much for sharing that. You've traveled Italy, you've traveled to Japan, and I could only imagine other places. When you've traveled, what place would you say, and this is sort of random, but a place that has really left an impression on you, where would that be?
Japan.
Really?
Yeah, Japan.
Why?
I mean, I don't speak the language and I don't understand it, so I think when you are amongst and there are a ton of people in Japan, so you're amongst all that busyness and all the noises. It was really quiet for me there. I can't really explain it, but in the middle of, you know, the cities, when there's so much going around me, it was quiet for me. I think because I didn't understand and I was, in a sense, kind of alone. You know, I had friends and I had coworkers. So, yeah, it was a beautiful country. It's a clean country. The people are polite. The trains are amazing. It was just, yeah. I never would have ever dreamed to go there. That wasn't on my bucket list. I never said, Lord, I'd love to go to Japan. But these opportunities came up, and I was there.
How did you meet? How or where did you meet Craig?
I met Craig in high school. He was a friend of my sister and her husband's. I was living in Washington, but during the summers, I'd come here and stay with my sister and her husband, and he was just one of their friends. So I knew him from when I was in high school, but it wasn't until about 30. I was on the ship, and I was beginning to pray for a husband, and I started telling my mentors at the time, actually our pastors here at First Baptist on Pensacola. They've been married for, 60 some odd years, and they began to pray for a husband for me. And I told my sister that I was beginning to pray for a husband. She goes, "Well, what about Craig Hoffman?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, honey, if you're listening." He knows the story, so he won't be offended. But I was like, "No way, not Craig Hoffman. That's just one of your friends." And, I knew him from before. So I knew him. I knew him pre-Jesus, right? He knew me pre-Jesus, and I knew him pre-Jesus, and I just didn't know that he had been saved. He eventually went to YWAM and did missions, and he has a heart that's on fire for the Lord, but I didn't know that. So I said, "No, thank you, but no." And she said, "Well, I think that he's a Christian." And I said, "Well, I don't want just like a guy who's saying they're Christian. Like, I want someone who loves the Lord." She goes, "Well, I think you should just give it a try." And so a year went by, and I eventually emailed him, and I said, "My sister thinks that we're soulmates, so if you'd like to have coffee, let's have coffee when I come home." And I was moving here in 2011, and he said, "Sure." And, we had coffee. We talked about our pasts. We had talked about, pre-Jesus, now the Lord's in our lives, and where we wanted to go in the future. And we were engaged in 2 months. We were married in 4 months, and we had our first child in 6 months.
Whoa.
Yep.
I like that. It's quite decisive. I'm very impressed.
Lonnie, you I know you have a sensitivity to women,
mm-hmm.
Especially those that may be praying for, mm-hmm. hoping for, spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listened to your story, and what I first enjoyed was when the question was first asked, you giggled. And I just love that, because the spark of the giggle is the spark of the passion and the love that you have in your relationship. So thanks for the giggle. but when you started to pray for a husband, and I love when you said that, because we women sometimes, that might be part of our journey and might be, even as Christian women, but, to earnestly pray for a husband. I remember my great grandmother always telling me that, God will bring somebody when you earnestly pray for a husband, and not sort of, I'd really like one right around now, but when he knows at your heart. So what took you to that process, to that moment? 'Cause for me, I know it was pretty, a lot of tragedy involved in that one, but I want to hear what your journey was to that moment when you said, "I've had it. I'm going to just stop everything else. I'm going to pray."
Well, a lot of heartache. I mean, I dated a lot, and I dated all the wrong ways. Mm-hmm. I think, gosh, if my daughter hears this in the future, I'd like to be open and honest about this and know that there's like a happy ending. Because the Lord redeemed it all, but I had done all the wrong things I did, and I just kind of was at that place at 30, where the Lord had again he would use jobs to kind of protect me. He'd like get me out of town, because I was the kind of girl who, back in the day, it was like so boy crazy, right, and so love crazy. I wanted that hole in my heart to be filled up so bad that it was like I couldn't not, right? So he sent me to Japan like 3 times. I went in 2002, then I went back in 2004 to 2006, and I came back to LA, then I went back in 2008 to 2011 until I moved here. And it was at that point in 2008, I had just been engaged, and I mean, I was engaged to an atheist. I wanted to be loved so bad. I was like, I'll whatever, you know, just if you marry me, you know, I'll say yes. And long story short, my mom and my sister and people were praying, and that guy broke up with me, which was pretty much the only reason it didn't work, right? Because I would have gone there. And then the job came. Go to Japan. Okay, I'll go to Japan. And in that brokenness and that, like, there's nothing, and I don't know how to date, and I don't know how to pick guys, and I'm a Christian. I say I'm a Christian, but why is this? Why am I going around and around with this? And yeah, for 3 years, I didn't touch men. I wouldn't have coffee with men on the ship. I wouldn't have coffee with men off the ship. I was like, it's me and you, Lord. And you know, you hear women say that, and I think a lot of women go, oh, that's so corny, I'm married to Jesus, right? But in a sense, it really was. It was just like me and him. And it was easy for me at that point, and I try to tell friends that are kind of going through the struggle of singleness, it's easy when you don't have any more heart to be broken to just stay away from men. Mm. And that's kind of where I was. It was like, I don't have any more heart for you to break. So I guess this is all I'm doing. And he just began to heal it slowly. And when Craig came, I just was like, listen, you can't run any kind of game with me, because I've had every kind of game run on me. So unless you're the real deal, get out of my way, right? Because I don't have time for it. And that's when he was like, he took 2 days, and he emailed me 2 days later. He was like, okay, I'm on board. Let's do this.
We don't always know why God allows certain things to happen. So much of life is mysterious, and we can analyze, we can philosophize about it, and there's some good in those things too. Why does God bring Jessica Sands Hoffman and Tommy Sands on our show today, Lonnie? Is there someone today that God, in his everlasting arms of love and sovereign grace and plan, have a message, a word, distinctly for that dear person whose heart may be broken, who's wondering, can it be broken any further? Can I be as low, any further down? But there is hope in Christ. When we come back from our break, you have heard of God's grace, Jessica Sands Hoffman. They have children, she and Craig. The beauty of children, the blessing of new life. But there are even deeper meanings, deeper stories, deeper experiences that really open up what life really is. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So it was 8 years ago, Jessica Sands Hoffman. I guess it was Jessica Sands somewhere around. Jessica Sands Hoffman decided to plant roots in Hawaii. She has strong family base here. She performs currently with a high-energy 12-piece dance band called Paradise and Company. She's a mother, married, and there's a tenderness in this part of our story that I want you to, I guess in a way, sort of buckle up and open your heart at the same time for what the Lord will share with you through her and the life of her children, Grace, Josiah, and Jeremiah. Take us there.
So Grace is 7, Josiah is 5, and Jeremiah, our third, was born in 2017, August 4th. He lived for about 2.5 hours, and then he went home to heaven. And at week 17, we found out that he had renal agenesis, which basically means that renal is kidney, and agenesis is no beginning, so his kidneys didn't develop. And that led to other complications, no amniotic fluid, his lungs weren't developed. And we had an option right then to terminate the pregnancy or, you know, continue on. And we decided to continue on. And it was best choice that I've ever made. Hardest, but definitely the best. I shouldn't say that he lived for 2.5 hours. I should say he lived for 9 months and 2.5 hours. Because he was. He mm-hmm. developed in me perfectly. Mm-hmm. When he came out, he... You wouldn't be able to tell there was anything wrong on the inside because his outside looked just perfect. But on the inside, his little organs weren't fully developed.
Jessica, how did you and Craig process the decision when you learned about his condition?
It was kind of a no-brainer for me. I'm going to get real. At 20, I had an abortion. And I just knew that I never wanted to do that again. You know, spiritually speaking, we could go into all of that, why I wouldn't want to do it again. But I just knew. And a few months prior to us finding out that Jeremiah had renal agenesis, one of Craig's friends, who's a big wave surfer, he had had an accident somewhere, I think like in Fiji or something. And I had heard that his wife at the time posted, like this time she didn't know what his condition was, whether he was alive, whether he was well. And I heard she had posted, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And it stuck with me. And so when we were having the ultrasound and the OB was saying, you know, what do you want to do? The words just came out. You know, I'm not a big like preaching scripture and memorizing and like spewing it out right and left, but it just came out. And my son and daughter were there and my mother was there, and I just said, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the doctor kind of looked at me like, okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to terminate or do you want to go forward? And I just said, yeah, we'll just let the Lord have his way, you know, we'll just go forward. And obviously we prayed and we prayed for a miracle. And I, you know, that night when they took Jeremiah to the, what do they call that? You know, they take him from you and they put him in the freezer. You know, I was angry. I wanted that miracle. It was like, you know, you can heal the blind and you can do all these, you know, make two fish and five loaves and feed thousands. How come you couldn't, right, with Jeremiah? But a friend at the time had sent me a text, and just, it was so encouraging. It was in John. I don't remember exactly where, but all you know, Bible people can just Google it. But it was basically this boy, this man was born lame or blind, and people were saying, well, it's probably the sins of your parents. Yeah. You could probably help me to figure out where the reference is. But it was like, no, he was born this way so that God would get the glory. And so maybe in a small way, being on the show today is like just giving God the glory. I, after that, you know, after I kind of fought with the Lord, he again, in my quietness, you know, not a lot of people come around, right, after something like that, because they want to give you your time. And he just revealed to me through having Jeremiah, and this is going to sound however it sounds, but it really wasn't until I had Jeremiah and then lost Jeremiah that I understood the brevity of the abortion that I had, right? Because, and I don't know if women out there who are contemplating having an abortion or have had abortions, I want to say there's hope and grace. I'm a perfect example. I have a family, a loving community, healthy kids. God's grace covers me, and he's forgiven me. But until I had and lost Jeremiah, I didn't really understand what I did. I had the vacuum. I had been there, done that. But it was like, wow. And I hope people aren't going to hate this, but like, I killed a baby, you know? I'm so sorry, Lord. Thank you for my two children that I have, and thank you for Jeremiah. And I long for heaven now. You know, like before, I didn't really think that much about heaven. We talk about heaven, and we know there's a heaven. But now I'm like, I'll be stoked to go there.
In this moment, Jessica, as our listener is feeling with you, pray. Would you pray in your moment? Pray for them in their moment.
Sure.
As God, the Holy Spirit, leads.
Sure.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for anyone who's listening right now who might be thinking about having an abortion. Please just touch them. You're God and I am not. I don't have all the perfect words to say, but I just pray for anyone who might be going through that right now. Just walk them through it. Anyone who has had an abortion, Lord, I just ask you to put your arms around them and to love on them like you did me. Not that you excuse it, but that Jesus dying on the cross paid for that sin that we do, you know? And just give them the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness and the cleansing and the healing that they need. We all need it. Every day we need it. I just thank you so much for your word and that it's truth. And then it divides, right? It divides to the deepest part of us, and that it corrects us, that it disciplines us, that it also loves on us and just restores us and refreshes us. I love it. I didn't love it before, but I love it now. And I pray that any listener right now that might be wondering, should I open my Bible? Should I get a Bible? Should I go back to that really thick book that has a ton of pages in it? That they would, and that they would just start, and that they would find joy in it and find just all the goodness, you know, all the promises that you have in it, that they would just take that first step and open it. I would ask that anyone listening who hasn't received Jesus into their heart would, because he's really the only thing that can complete us, the only thing that puts all that love in our heart that we are like born without, right? We need to be deposited love into our heart so much, and you're the only thing that can fix that hole in our heart. So we just love you. We glorify you. You deserve all the praise. You're worthy. It's only because of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Jessica, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your heart with us. We're grateful for you. And Tommy Sands, thank you so much for being with us as
thank
well.
Thank you.
Heartfelt words from Jessica Sands Hoffman and Tommy Sands. Dear one, you know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, even as Jessica just said, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Jeremiah 15, verse 19, if you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jessica Sands Hoffman and Tommy Sands. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lanika, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave